The Yankees in Seattle taking on the Mariners. Luis Severino on the hill trying to win for the first time in over 5 weeks. Pick up the action in the sixth scoreless game. Brett Gardner at the dish facing Felix Hernandez.
2-1. Swung on and driven to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a Gardy party. Brett Gardner drills one deep in the right field seats. Gardy goes yardy, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
The 1-2. Struck him out swinging fastball up late. Here's the 0-2. Strike three at the knees on the outside. Tough pitch to hit. Swung on and lined to right field. There's a base hit. One run has scored. Gardner is held up. Now, Gardner was held up at the last moment by Joe Espada, and they almost caught Sanchez off second. They threw back, but he got back. So it's a base hit and an RBI for Judge, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead. And the pitch is grounded in the hole. Grab by Cano. Throws to first. Wildly, it goes behind the backstop. Didi scores. Here comes Frazier. He's coming home, and no throw is made. The Yankees score two runs on a ground ball to second. Of course, Cano is out in right field on Headley, but he had time to throw to first. He threw it low and by the first baseman, Valencia. So two runs score. There can't be an RBI. If I'm scoring it, it's a two-base error on Cano.
The Yankees take it 4-1. Luis Severino wins for the first time in over 5 weeks, tossing seven scoreless frames, striking out six. Felix Hernandez, the tough luck loss, allowing just a run in seven innings of work. Mariners also completed a trade on Thursday, acquiring David Phelps from the Marlins for four minor leaguers. The Yankees take it by a final of 4-1. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
To me, that's growth. And I think he used all his pitches tonight. He used his slider, he used his changeup, his fastball really effectively. I thought he was down in the zone effectively tonight, but I think it's just him maturing.
You look at tonight, he's going up against Hernandez. You look at his first start of the second half going up against Sale. The fact that he's doing it against the ace of the other staff, what does that say about him?
Well, I think that's a good thing because it just shows you he understands what he needs to do. That, you know, he has to get after it from the first hitter, and that's exactly what he's doing, because if he doesn't, you know, two runs could beat you when you're facing guys like that. And he's competed extremely well.
Shaky again. You worried about them?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something that we're trying to get straightened out. And I've said all along, in the long term, no. But right now, I mean, yeah, we're trying to get them right. And Dylan did a good job making some big pitches there. And, you know, Chappie ended up getting out of the inning. But, again, you know, the walks are what hurt him.
So you had Robertson up twice there in those situations, yeah, when they got into trouble. Is that a nice kind of security blanket to have?
Yeah, because Robbie's used to doing that. He's done that in his career. He did it for me early on in his career. I'd bring him in tough situations, and he used to be able to wiggle his way out of them. And he's done it as a closer. So it's a really nice piece to have.
Joe, after you get the 1-0 lead there and you have all of your relievers available, is that indicative of your confidence level in Severino the way he was going to – send it back out there?
Yeah, you know, his pitch count was down. I liked the way he was throwing the ball. He had done a pretty good job against the top of the order. Robbie had a couple hits, but, you know, after he got that second out, I said, you know what, it's his game. He's pitching extremely well. I'm going to let him have it.
Joe, how big was that hit for Judge coming the opposite way?
Yeah, I mean, he's had some hits, you know, lately up the middle and some RBI, so I think he's getting closer to getting back on track.
Joe, what is Gardner meant for you all year?
Very productive, you know, out of the leadoff spot. He's provided a lot of power, and he's scoring runs, and he's played extremely well.
What was your impression of Headley at first base for the first time?
He looked really comfortable. I thought he did a really good job, and I thought he made a really good play on the, you know, the ball. Sevy kind of threw him a cutter over there, and he hustled after it and kept him at second. I mean, that ends up, you know, being kind of a big play, being able to keep a guy at second.
How close were you to bringing in Robertson?
I probably would have let Chappie go about one or two more hitters just because of the pitch count.
Is it just for him, like, to slide? He just has to have that second pitch, Chapman, pretty much?
Yeah. Well, part of it, too, is throwing strikes with his fastball. You know, he's kind of you know, he's gotten in trouble, he's gotten behind, and he's got to start locating better.
Brett Gardner launched his 16th homer of the season. He talked to the media after the game.
Well, I mean, he's a guy that's been around a long time, and, you know, he doesn't throw quite as hard as he used to, but he knows how to pitch, and he keeps guys off balance, tries to stay off the middle of the plate, and still a really, really good pitcher, even though his velocity is not like it used to be, but you know, just got a good fastball to hit and a 2-1 count, and took a good swing on it.
Severino went 7 scoreless. He's allowed just 1 earned run in 14 innings. He's pitched to start the second half. What has he meant to this team?
Well, he's been the best pitcher on our staff, and I mean, you know, if it weren't for him, I'm not sure where we'd be at. But he threw the ball great tonight, and it's a lot of fun to play defense behind him. And he's really doing a good job of locating his fastball, limiting walks, and he's a guy that's tough to hit. So it's a lot of fun to watch him continue to grow and. Pitching so well, it's a lot of fun.
Front office showed their confidence in this team by making a trade. Has there been more energy since that trade?
Yeah, maybe so. It's only been a couple days, but you know, I think tonight was a good win for us. It's a tough series here on the road against the Mariners. They got a really good team, so we try to win every series we play, and four-game series on the road is pretty tough, so it's important to get game one like we did tonight.
Up next, the series against the Mariners continues on Friday with CC Sabathia on the hill.